The Super Bowl of Cyber Competitions just wrapped up yesterday. 10 teams competed in the National Collegiate Cyber Defense Competition in San Antonio, Texas. Now, showcases like this one, in which teams show off the skills to protect cyber networks from intruders, are becoming a popular way for companies to scout new and sorely needed talent. But wait a second, the government needs those people too. To fill us in on what agencies are and are not taking away from cyber competitions, we turn to Jack Harrington. He is the Vice President of Cybersecurity and Special Missions at Raytheon. Raytheon hosted this weekend's event. Hi, Jack.
Good morning, Emily.
So first of all, just set the scene for us. Who is at this competition and who is scouting?
Well, it was very, very interesting, the diverse set of sponsors that were there this year. I mean, you had Walmart, you had Raytheon, you had Hershey, chocolate company, Goldman Sachs, FireEye, Google, Facebook. I mean, it was a really wide range of players, including the Department of Homeland Security, and they've been involved for many years since the beginning, I believe. This is the 10th competition. So that tells you the seriousness of this threat. That tells you the shortage of cybersecurity expertise in the field. And we're all competing for the same talent, whether it's finance, healthcare, IT, Silicon Valley, aerospace and defense, and the U.S. government. So,
and how many students were there?
So there were 10 teams representing 10 regions. They had regionals, over 180 schools throughout the regionals. So this was not just the first event. This has been going on for several months. So there was over 2,000 students fully in the regionals, and people were recruiting. I know Raytheon, we were there at each of the events. The Department of Homeland Security was at many of the regionals, as were many of the other sponsors, talking to the students, looking for the talent that's out there, the top-tier talent clearly targeting. So here it was 8 students per team, so a total of 80 students, plus some alternates and such that were there for the finals.
And I guess I'll spoil this for people who weren't watching pace by pace, but the University of Central Florida was the reigning champion. I guess they kept the crown this year. What sort of skills did they have to demonstrate?
Well, what we love about this event, and the CCDC is a organization that was founded 10 years ago at the University of Texas, San Antonio, by Dr. Greg White and his staff and team of folks, and what they've done is created a real-world scenario. So each one of the student teams have provided a real network with a set of services, e-commerce, email, applications, etc. They have a group of users or customers, if you will, and people on the outside. And so they are there for 2 days protecting that network, keeping those services up. They have a scoreboard. They can see if their services are up or down. And then there's the red team. That's the most exciting part, and always fun to go into the red team's room and watch them. They play the bad guys. They are assigned in teams to each one of the other teams, and they watch them, and they know their behaviors, and they go in, and they use very, very relevant and current malware that's being used out in the real world today to attack all of our networks, and they attack the kids' networks, and they use advanced persistent threat techniques, all of the kinds of things that they will see in the real world. So it's a great, great learning experience. One of the things the red team consistently shares with these teams is returning teams' experience is incredibly valuable. So UCF, Berkeley, RIT, the top three teams, have all been there the last several years and performed quite well, and they wound up in the top three again because of that experience.
And are the red teams also students, or are they professionals from places like Raytheon?
So Raytheon had 3 people on the red team, and they are professionals all across the industry. It's a very competitive process to become a member of the red team. The leader of that, Dave, I believe his name is Lowen, fantastic guy, been in the security industry for a number of years, working in incident response, a real national asset. And they recruit, they get tons of resumes, they fill them out. Then they give open spots competitively to some of the sponsors. Matter of fact, we had one of the students that we hired from RIT 2 years ago. He was on the Rochester Institute of Technology Championship team in 2013. Raytheon hired him Lucas, and he was on the red team this year representing Raytheon. So he got to play on the other side, which was a lot of fun for him.
And are these competitions actually where those deals get done, where a student is offered a job and accepts a job?
It varies, right? Raytheon this year, we did offer an internship to every one of the members of the winning team. We've been watching these students at the regionals, each of them, as we were going through. And we felt, hey, it's a great opportunity for us to offer them to continue to grow and to learn. And so we offered them internships. We did hire a member of the UCF championship team last year. He starts in August with us, Cody, and he was there this weekend rooting on his alma mater and his, you know, fellow teammates from last year who returned. I think they returned five students from last year's winning team and had three new students. Interestingly enough, UCF has 250, I believe, members of their club. So they pick the top 12 and the top 8 to go represent their school out of 200 to 250 students. So that's one of the reasons why they're incredibly competitive, because they have so many kids involved.
Yeah, that's just really amazing. We're speaking with Jack Harrington, Vice President of Cybersecurity and Special Missions at Raytheon. And we're talking about the Super Bowl of cyber competitions, the National Collegiate Cyber Defense Competition. I mean, I think that shows, though, that there is a pipeline and there is certainly demand. Now, you've talked about Walmart, Hershey. Tell me a little bit about DHS and what they were doing at this competition, because I think one of these big questions is, does the federal government get it that they should be there because they need this talent just like everybody else?
Oh, they absolutely do. We had the Navy, the Air Force there as well, so it wasn't just DHS. You know, they've been involved, the S&T organization there in Ed Rhines, they've been involved for a number of years in the competition, and they support it throughout the regionals. They recruit. Last year, the winning team, we brought them up for a tour of many of the government facilities, and we took them to the National Cyber Center at DHS, and they got to meet with the senior leaders there. They got to meet with security experts that are working for the government, supporting the .gov across the board and the infrastructure of the U.S. They got to meet with an intern that was there working for DHS. They got to meet with, you know, other sort of 2 to 3 year security experts that were working there. And the theme that I think really resonates with many of these students, and I worked for the Air Force early in my career as a civil servant, is serving your government and serving the population and the country and helping to protect the country. And I think that's the key message that you'll see in people that serve our military and serve our federal government as well, that's really why they're there and what they feel and the important mission behind it.
Do you ever see other civilian agencies? Because even the Education Department is worried about cybersecurity. Every agency is.
Yes, absolutely. And I personally didn't make it to all of the regionals, so I can't comment who may have gone to each of these. But certainly I was at RSA this week as well, because that was the big conference out in San Francisco. And you would see people from every area of government, of commercial, of everywhere, looking at products, at technologies, looking for talent, looking for solutions. This is a global problem, Emily, and that's the interesting thing. This shortage of talent, you're just talking about, we did a survey last year, Raytheon, with Ponemon, and one of the interesting facts came back is 60% of the CIOs that we spoke to across the industry, across the globe, this was an international survey, 60% of the CIOs and CISOs said they need more and more experienced security professionals, cybersecurity professionals. UK did a study and said by the year 2017, they believe that there'll be 2 million people short for cybersecurity experts across the globe. 2 million people. That's a lot of high-paying, good jobs. That's a lot of, you know, necessity. So the supply and demand, we've got to start with the kids, the STEM, right? Get people, more people into science, technology, engineering, and math. And then we got to have competitions like this, which what we love is it brings about the awareness here. We're talking about it on the radio. We had some TV coverage. We'll get the kids hopefully to the White House to meet with the president. We did that last year. They met with the vice president. That helps to get the awareness out there.
So companies and agencies are clearly aware they need these people. You've surveyed the talent. Do you have confidence that our education system is raising enough cybersecurity professionals to do the big job?
Well, certainly the education system, I believe, is there. What we need to do is to encourage young people to get into math and into science and then get into computer science. I can even speak from my own personal experience. You know, as a father, I'm a computer science graduate, and my son, he's now in computer science at Virginia Tech. And he was always good in science and math, but at one point he said, hey, I want to go into business, you know, because they want to make big money. And I said, hey, that's great. You know, the world really needs more computer scientists, more engineers. You know, you're good at this. Why don't you try a few courses? He did. He loves it now, and he's going to become, you know, hopefully a computer science grad and go into the field and do well. And then at that point, you want to go into business, you go into business, but you have the skill, the talent to be able to get a great high-paying job. So I think more of selecting the kids that have the, you know, the aptitude, that have the capabilities, getting more young girls involved in math. One of our key engineers, Hannah Latonic, who was there representing Raytheon, she's been a big role model for women in engineering. And I think that that's a key, you know, untapped talent base within the country that we're continuing to foster and grow within the education system. So it's there. The classes are there. The programs are there. Look at the universities that are coming up with cybersecurity programs all across the country. 180 schools competing in this competition. So it's just getting more kids involved.
Okay. Jack Harrington is Raytheon's Vice President of Cybersecurity and Special Missions. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Emily.